Well, Mommy, I don't want to disappoint you, but basically, I'm just sitting here doing nothing until you give me a gummy bear. This is essentially what potty training looks like for most three-year-olds. Well, not my brother. Nope, Zach, at 3 years old, was committed. He was going to get this potty training thing down, gummy bears or not. And being the overachiever that Zach was back then, he was not interested in the plastic Fisher-Price red and blue Tot Pot. Oh no. At three years old, he was now a man. He was going straight for the porcelain throne. So as my mom was distracted talking on the phone with who knows who, Zach made his approach. I'm still not completely sure how, but the three-year-old all by himself managed to somehow hoist himself up into a sitting position on the open seat, without bothering to remove his pants, of course. No sooner did he get himself up there that his whole body folded into a V, and plop, in his little bottom went, arms and legs in the air, face just barely peeking out from between his legs. All of a sudden, this once proud, self-sufficient, very mature three-year-old realized his own defeat. Face becoming very flushed, tears prickling in his eyes, Zach did not whimper. Rather, he screamed, "Mommy, my bottom's wet!" Within seconds, my mom, sister, and I were all in the bathroom, but we were all laughing too hard to do anything about Zach's predicament. As tears of laughter streamed down our faces, tears of anger and frustration and embarrassment filled Zach's eyes. But by the time we finally helped my little brother out of his porcelain throne, he was so humiliated that he refused to speak to us for hours. And that was the story of Zachary Edwin Orwig's very first silent treatment. To this day, 10 years later, at age 13, Zach's face still gets flushed when we tell this story.